bounty lies at your feet.
Under fire big time for the compromise, being called a sellout. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are live from the Big Apple. As soon as I touched down, I grabbed a couple of the papers, and the first thing I read in the Post was Bush tax cuts okayed. Bam, GOP in two-year deal. And the gist of it is that even the Democrats are upset. Well, of course they're upset. They're upset with the across-the-board, all incomes extending the Bush breaks. And we've talked about this now for the last couple of days. I think the reality is just starting to sink in for a lot of the politicians who don't like the deal, saying that the deal illustrates the Obama's administration to recognize that, hey, this is the new political reality, and the Dems don't like the fact that he agreed on a bipartisan framework, basically, and wanted Congress to approve it before they adjourn for the year later this month. And it's looking like there are a few people who are going to try to stop that from happening. Let me tell you a couple of quick things before we dive into some comments on that. In New York, it's interesting. The city is abuzz, as many of you know, if you've ever been here. You know, we talk about water cooler buzz. The city is buzzing not just about the Bush tax cuts, but also the deal that Derek Jeter, the lifelong Yankee, signed with the Pinstripers. He also was getting kind of shellacked by the media. In the current edition of New York Magazine, the headline was not too kind to Jeter. It said, "Dump Jeter." Not that that's what the Yankees will do, but really, he's worth $5 million tops. What do you think he got? Sounds like a week in count almost waiting in the wings, doesn't it? Also, too, here in Manhattan, the conversation is about the holidays. There's big menorahs everywhere because we're in the middle of Hanukkah, and all the decorations are up, of course, the Rockefeller tree. You see tourists all over the place taking pictures of everything and anything they see that looks like Christmas or Hanukkah, for that matter. So it's interesting. And we're here in New York broadcasting ATN Live because we want to shine a light on domestic violence. We were invited to be part of the panel situation that Liz Claiborne puts on, where a lot of people participate, and the people who have been victims of domestic violence and people who were also the abusers. So we're going to be able to delve into that on our next show. And I'm excited about that because I know just how awful it is in any place, pick a place, any state, in talking to several police officers, not just in Texas or not just in Illinois or Florida, pretty much across the board. I know I've said this a few times, the call they don't want to respond to is domestic violence. And when economic times are tough, sadly, that's when fists fly and tempers get out of control. And sadly, sometimes kids are the victims of domestic violence. So we'll be doing that here from New York City. Let's dive back into the deal with the GOP and the extension of the Bush breaks for all income levels. And you know all the details on this, as I've already given them to you, the slashing Social Security payroll, and, you know, also the fact that the deal that was brokered is that 13-month extension of the federal jobless benefits, unemployment payments, which had pretty much been extended by Congress for 99 weeks, as we know, from the traditional 26 weeks. That's a real aha, isn't it? Expired for 2 million people whose benefits have run out. So that gets put back into the basket. Of course, it does have to be approved. And Senator Bernie Sanders, for one, from Vermont, independent from Vermont, was furious about this deal. Here's how he tagged it.
Mr. President, hold back on this agreement. The American people don't want it. It is a moral outrage that at a time when this country has a $13.7 trillion national debt and a collapsing middle class, that we provide huge tax breaks to the very richest people in this country.
Are you saying, forget it, why do the wealthy get these breaks? Why are the wealthy going to continue to amass more money? It's just a fallacy that wealthy people are going to pump more money into the hands of the middle class because they're going to create jobs. The president says, look, we had no choice in the matter. We were basically held hostage. That's how he put it. Take a listen.
In this case, the hostage was the American people, and I was not willing to see them get harmed.
Yeah, what's interesting is, as we know this, just to put this to bed, for months the Democrats painted the picture that they have tried to exclude the rich from any kind of plan to extend those cuts that go all the way back to 2001 and 2003. That's why they're called the Bush tax breaks, basically, because it's when George W. Bush was president. So all along, even on the campaign trail, we kept hearing the magical number, $250,000 for couples, $200,000 for individuals, and that all went flying out the window. What'll be interesting is come 2012 to see if the president's going to be able to weather the storm, because there's some that say this is the undoing of the president by coming up with this compromise, the fact that forever and a day it was being shoved down everybody's face that you cannot do this. You cannot give rich people more money in their pockets and watch the middle class continue to shrink. My question is, where's the trillions coming from? What about all these cuts? What's going to happen? How much is this going to cost? $900 billion over 2 years. $900 billion. That's how much it's going to cost. Of course, it's a victory for Republicans, but ultimately, who's going to lose in the deal? Who loses? So the president is struggling to keep Democrats from really killing the tax cuts, because it's not a done deal until it's signed off. If Bernie Sanders and some others in Congress can get enough votes in the Senate, if he can get enough votes, then they can kill it. There's no question about that. All right, let's jump to a couple of other things. WikiLeaks, huge on this show. How often do we talk about WikiLeaks? I was walking by ABC Studios today after I arrived, and you see that they have the big crawl, you know, you see it on New Year's Eve. And when the headline was that Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, was jailed in England in the sex case. But the question is to you, America, is this a setup? Is the guy getting pounded unfairly, or is there something to it? It kind of smells like a setup, I got to say, to me, no question. In fact, his lawyer had something to say. His lawyer is Mark Stevens, and he threw in his 2 cents about Assange and his situation.
Mr. Assange could safely have been released today. The judge took a different view, but it was clear that it was a close call in his mind, and he's, of course, asked now to see the evidence that's against him so he can assess the strength of these allegations. Many people believe Mr. Assange to be innocent, myself included. And many people believe that this prosecution is politically motivated.
All right, Assange says he's going to fight the extradition to Sweden, by the way, which would, of course, set up what could be a long time, I think, or a long-term legal battle. There have been, of course, all of those cables that were released that humiliated the State Department, and also the details of a NATO defense plan for Estonia and some other countries that made Russia shake, I think, in their boots. The Pentagon was excited about Assange's arrest. I have to think that he was a little bit framed here, and his lawyer is 100% right on that one. No matter what you think of what he's releasing, the information, I think they're going after him big time. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, light him up. America Tonight, live from the Big Apple.
It's time to live up to your worth. Time to take charge financially, emotionally, and physically. Join me each week for A Woman's Worth on webtalkradio.net for inspiration and practical ideas to succeed in all of our roles as women. I'll introduce you to experts, resources, and tools so that you can live up to your worth, so you can thrive. Join me at webtalkradio.net for A Woman's Worth, because we're in it together and we're going to change the world.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to America Tonight. KB hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Remember, you can be a part of the show. Don't care what your stripes are, left, right, confused, whatever. Opinions are welcome here, 800-259-5791. Remember, my friends, it's about the conversation, and there's at least 30 million of us thriving and surviving in these late night hours. A lot of people doing the third shift thing. You'd be surprised. And that's just that new material, the data that we have mined from the census, folks. Just kidding. They didn't tell us anything about that. A little bit more on the Julian Assange deal. What do you say? There was actually people outside the court in London that had signs saying, save WikiLeaks, save free speech, and the trumped-up charges, the 20-something Assange has been battered around, obviously, in Europe, too. And, you know, let's face it, the reason is because they don't want him to publish what he's publishing. It's pretty obvious because of the confidential cables from the U.S. that have obviously strained relationships between Washington and a plethora of places, including Moscow. I mentioned that. And the documents showing, like I said, the NATO secretly decided back in January to defend the Baltic states of Estonia and Latvia would be thrown in there, Lithuania, against military attack, and that peeved the Russians. So a lot of people have more than their noses out of joint on this one. It's just a question of will they get anything that can really stick against Assange. In the courtroom, it was only an hour-long hearing, and the allegations, of course, are of rape, molestation, and unlawful coercion. They are all the things that are being leveled at Assange following a couple of different encounters he had in August with two different women in Sweden. Like I said, I think there's a little bit more to this. I think there's a lot of people that would like to silence Assange, no matter what you think, because I think some of the things that are out there are over the top and ridiculous. But at the same time, I know I've said this, I believe this is also an excuse to make more secrets and to create an atmosphere where we'll find out absolutely nothing as to what's going on, you know, in the quarters at the Pentagon or, you know, pick a place, pick a government agency. And certainly that's not what we want here in the United States of America. We want to have access to be able to at least uncover some of the bad stuff that happens because power, ultimate power, corrupts, right? So you can weigh in on that at 800-259-5791. Hey, also coming up, we got a couple of great guests. We're going to talk to the editor of Men's Health Magazine. One thing about being in the Big Apple, boy, people walk, so I'm assuming they can burn some of those calories off. Everywhere you look, there is nothing but fattening food. I mean, guys, you know what I mean. I'm saying giant pretzels, giant gyros, the stands, the food stands all over the place. You don't have to spend a lot of money to throw down some serious carbs in this city. But we're going to talk to the editor again of Men's Health Magazine about that. Also, the killer in your attic. It's called Zonalite, and it's this kind of asbestos that was put into houses in the 50s all the way through the 80s that could be killing you. Maybe 35 million homes have this stuff in it. And we're going to chat with Andrew Schneider about that. He broke a story in a Seattle newspaper, and now he's done a four-part series for AOL, so I think that's going to be pretty interesting. So jumping back to some of the top headers on the day, besides WikiLeaks and, of course, more reaction to Obama's tax cut compromise and whether or not that's going to be killed, because really the president is swimming on this one. He's trying to keep the Democrats from flat-out killing the tax cuts. Who knows when it comes to a vote? Ultimately, you heard what Bernie Sanders had to say from Vermont, and he's rapidly working behind the scenes to get more Democrats in the Senate behind him. The other big story on the day, sadly, Elizabeth Edwards. It was just the other night when we were talking about the fact that Elizabeth Edwards couldn't have any more cancer treatments, and it seemed like a surprise. We knew she was very, very ill, of course, but here it is just a day later, and she lost her battle. 61 years old, Elizabeth Edwards, dead from cancer that she had fought for 6 years and counting. Her family was by her side when she died, including her estranged husband, John Edwards, but certainly all her kids were there, too. I thought it would be interesting to hear a little bit of Elizabeth Edwards where she talked about moving forward and just keeping her focus. Take a listen to some Elizabeth Edwards.
Take whatever you've still got and make the very most of that. This allows me to see really clearly where I want to put my energy. And it's on the issues that still matter to me and on the children who are the center of my life.
And I'll tell you, she had to be politically, I think, her husband's biggest asset when he was running both for president before everything fell apart, and also when he was the VP, because crowds really, really embraced her. And remember, it wasn't until that Kerry ticket that he was part of, until that had gone away, till they had lost, that they discovered that she, in fact, had contracted cancer. So she went through two pretty big campaigns dealing with the struggles with that disease. So sad story on Elizabeth Edwards. And people forget, too, she was a lawyer and a very good lawyer, just like Edwards was supposedly a great trial lawyer. She, I've heard from people, was just as good as he was in a courtroom. A couple of other things that are buzzing about, you know, it is about that water cooler buzz. How many times can I say that in a show? But it's true. It's all about what's shaking out there, right in the weeds and out in the open. And this was a big thing from New York, too, but a lot of people are talking about it. Five Columbia students charged with selling LSD spiked candy. Check this out. And some other drugs at three fraternity houses and some other spots, some other off-campus housing and whatnot on that campus, on and off the campus. They claimed that they needed the drug money to cover their tuition. So that's why they were selling the candy. Uh-huh, right. They were caught in a sting. They had them red-handed. Now they don't have to worry about their tuition. They have to worry about lawyers' fees and how much time they're going to get. Speaking of education, this was a shocker from the day. The United States apparently has fallen even further into the black hole when it comes to education, from top of the class to average. The U.S. is just average in world education rankings. There was a report that was released that warned that if this trend continues, because after all, the children are the future, right? If this trend continued, we'd be in trouble as a country. What it is the report showed that three yearly OECD programs for international student assessment, that's what it's called, or a PISA report, compares the knowledge and skills, basically, of 15-year-olds in 70 countries across the world to make it fair, and it ranked the United States 14th out of 34 countries for reading skills. 14th, that's horrific. 17th for science and a below average 25th for mathematics. You know, for some reason the mathematics part doesn't surprise me because of the struggles you see that people have with math, and constantly on those SATs and whatnot, you see that the math scores in a lot of cases are lower. So that's I think that's a terrible state of what's going on in our education system. If you've got U.S. scores for reading, math, and science in that kind of shape, what does that mean for the economy over the lifetime of this generation born in 2010 and further up the ladder? You know what it means? If we were to crunch the numbers and look into the crystal ball, the next 20 years could result in perhaps a gain of, if the numbers were boosted, a gain of trillions of dollars. If the numbers continue to go further down, it could mean more than $20 trillion lost in the economy. Isn't that interesting? And in this ranking, it shows you, again, the value of education and national interest, and certainly it makes sense. Again, on the other hand, how often have we said on this show, isn't that the price of an Ivy League education? I just told you about a big bust on the Columbia campus, and look at the big bank bailouts. They were supposed to be those brilliant guys, those Harvard guys. And look at the president for the economic situation that we're in and the dealings he's had to make now that include with these tax cuts to abandon completely what he was talking about from day one when he was running as president, to completely abandon that, and yet he's surrounded by supposedly these economic geniuses. Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, I guess, then, in other words, right? All right, as I mentioned, coming up, we got a couple of great guests, including, can you pig out and not gain a ton of weight? And be careful about the insulation in your attic. Watch out. Dangerous stuff, that asbestos. And some of you don't even know you have it. Hang through.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To us across the country about, you know, let's face it, pigging out. I call it chowing out. We've talked about it ad nauseum here on America Tonight. Well, you're going to love this. Would you believe that Peter Moore, he's in our virtual green room. He's the editor of Men's Health Magazine, and I understand that he's going to tell us it's okay to pig out during the holidays. Woo, shocker. I love permission. Pete, I might have set you up for that one, but are you going to tell us it's okay to pig out during the holidays?
Well, you know, it depends. I'm going to give you permission to pig out on the big holidays.
Okay.
With Dr. Travis Stork, the host of The Doctors, I've written a book called The Lean Belly Prescription. And what Dr. Stork and I are saying this holiday season is that, you know, the problem isn't Thanksgiving Day or Christmas Day or, you know, your New Year's bowl party that you're having. It's all the other days of the year. So if you're going to go crazy for 3 days and you're going to be okay for 362 days out of the year, you know, you can do whatever you want for 3 days, but we really do need to instill a plan for what we're going to do for all the rest of the time.
All right, so we need a plan is what you're telling us. But it's, you know, there is something to this. I always thought that when people deprive themselves, it might work for a while, but that somehow you have this mental breakdown and you fall off the wagon. Is that true?
Well, you know, like a lot of people think, oh, I can't diet because I don't have willpower. Nobody has willpower. You know, eventually you're going to break. The idea that, you know, behind this book is that you have to find the foods that are going to be the, you know, nutritional founding points for your diet because you love them and also because they keep your belly full. You know, if you spend your whole life trying to resist eating cake and donuts because cake and donuts are what you really love, then you've already lost that game. What you need to do is find the foods that you love that are also good for you, and that's what Dr. Stork and I are trying to do.
Okay, and so the foods that are actually good for you, give us a little sneak preview of that, stuff that where you could actually eat it and you might actually be thinner come the beginning of January.
Well, you know, the one of the key things here is that, you know, we're all so busy these days that a lot of people are just, you know, like, they wake up, take a shower, and run out the door. And they've already missed the best opportunity that they have all day to lose weight, which is at breakfast. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but to me, like eggs and bacon, that doesn't sound like deprivation at breakfast, right?
No.
Those can be a great foundation for your day of eating because you fill your belly up, like, first thing. You're not going off into your day with a feeling of starvation, and that is a good nutritional foundation for everything, every other decision you're going to make during the day.
Yeah. And is it, do men yo-yo diet-ish, do diet kind of things, have you found in your research with your book? Do men do that as much as women?
Well, you know, the whole thing about yo-yo dieting is that what you can do for maybe, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, is you can take on a program where you're, like, drastically cutting calories, you're eating foods you don't like, they're bland, you know, you have no patience for them, except for you've made a promise to yourself, oh, this year I'm finally going to lose weight. If your diet is based on, like, a draconian cut in your calories and you're not feeling satisfied, there's no way you're going to stick with that. And that's the basis of the yo-yo diet is you cut back, you feel the pain, then you binge because you have to make up for all that lost time that you had and all the eating that you wanted to do but couldn't do.
Yeah, that's good information there for sure. The whole idea, and you talk about this in your book, is you really have to have a plan, but you know what we're going to say to that. Oh, I don't have time to make a plan. That's the problem. I can't do this, Pete. I can't come up with a plan. Don't you hear that from people all the time?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the question is, you know, is now the time when you're going to finally get serious about it and you know, make some decisions for your life rather than having the decisions made for you? So, you know, it was part of the reason why Dr. Stork wanted to write this book was that, you know, he's an ER doc at, you know, in Nashville, and he sees the result of, like, lifetimes of bad decisions. They show up at the ER. You know, we all have to ask ourselves, do we want to be that person who lets themselves go and, you know, in their, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, that's when we're developing these lifelong chronic health problems that are the result of the bad decisions we make about food and activity and exercise in our lives. The question is, are you ready to make the change, and do you have a plan to make to help you make that change? And, you know, that's what we're trying to address in the book.
All right, and so in Lean Diet Prescription, you gave us a sneak preview of some of the things that you talk about. Do you talk about exercise in it?
Well, you know, here's the other thing. Yeah, exercise is kind of like diet in that, you know, sometimes people will, you know, in a bold move, they'll join a gym and they'll go for 3 weeks and then fall off the wagon. You know, the fact is that what we all need to do is build more activity into our lives all the time. So, you know, we all know that the average American watches television for 6 hours a day. You know, nobody is asking, and, you know, you like to watch TV. You know, I've got the Patriots-Jets game on in the other room, but I know that earlier in the day, I spend 45 minutes in the gym working out, and I also spend as much time as I can on my feet and active during the day. You know, you don't have to have some crazy hardcore workout plan. if you can just build activity into your day, make sure that you're up and moving, make sure that you're not a slug on the couch all night, every night. And if you have that base level of activity and, you know, you're doing the basic things like eating good breakfast in the morning, having two healthy snacks during the day, drinking water instead of soda or whatever, you know, whatever drink you want to replace soda with, if you make a few fundamental changes, you'll cut down on the amount of calories you're taking in, you'll be eating better food, you'll be having more fun because you'll be more active and less sitting around on your butt. So that's the question. Are you ready to make some fundamental life changes that you could enjoy, but there will be a change from what you're doing?
You know, you talk about the two healthy snacks. Do you find that that's where people sometimes fall? You know, there you are at a magazine where suddenly it's the midday and you didn't bring your apple, you didn't bring the healthy trail mix, and then you reach for the bad stuff that's in the vending machine. Do you think that's the downfall of a lot of people?
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, in fact, being hungry is the downfall for so many people. it's that desperation. You know, we were talking about it with breakfast in the morning. If you're too busy to eat breakfast, so you run out the door. You know, you start out in that starvation mode. You have no ability to discern between, you know, good food, bad food. Just give it to me so that I can eat it. Same thing happens if you get to be 11 o'clock in the morning at the office and you're thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it to lunch. That's when you go raid the donut tray. On the other hand, if you have, you know, like with even just a little bit of planning, like for instance in my office at work at Men's Health Magazine, I have a fridge. I've got apples in there. I've got string cheese. I've got nut bars in my desk drawer. You know, I'll reach for those when I'm hungry, and that will tide me over to lunch. But if I'm reaching for the donut tray or the candy bar or, you know, I go get a sweet soda instead of something that's actually good for me, that's going to be where you put on the empty calories and you start gaining weight that, you know, that you won't be able to shed until you change your ways.
Yeah. And you know this from the magazine and the articles. You do a lot on health, a lot on getting fit. Now, obviously, the same thing with your book, The Lean Diet Prescription.
Well, it's The Lean Belly Prescription.
The Lean Belly Prescription, and putting that together, isn't it? This is the time when people start to think about it, though, right? Because January, the gyms are jammed. That's when people start to. If you're going to catch the wind in your sails, is January the time to do it?
But you know what we're saying right now is that, you know, why not make your change right now? The book actually is released tomorrow. And you know, why not make your change right now? What are we waiting for? You know, before we decide that we're going to, you know, live the life that we've always wanted to. And, you know, I'm convinced that if you make the right changes, they're going to be more enjoyable than the life you have now, and you're not going to have that health threat hanging over your head either. So, you know, January is a good time to do it. December 7th is a good time to do it. Right this instant is a good time to decide that, you know, I know the life I'm leading isn't making me feel great. What changes am I going to make to feel better? And, you know, and there are a lot of places you can find that. Men's Health Magazine is one of them. The Lean Belly Prescription is another one. Even our common sense will tell us that more activity and better foods is going to produce a better result.
I think a lot of us, even as adults, and you may see this with some of the folks at Men's Health Magazine, you follow your peers a little bit. Don't you think that's pretty accurate?
Oh, it sure is. And, you know, it's really interesting how, like, one person in the office can set a good example and then other people start paying attention to it. Like, for instance, one day there's kind of a jockeying for position at Men's Health over who gets the parking space closest to the door. That's mm-hmm. stupid, right? But we had been doing it. Then one day our fitness editor, Adam Campbell, I noticed he was parked at the far side of the parking lot while we were all jockeying for those positions right next to the door. And, you know, one day in the parking lot, I waited for him. And I said, why the heck do you park all the way over there? And he said, you know, well, he told me about a study where if you add more footsteps during your day, that's going to be a great way for you to add calorie burn during your day as well. So now there's a whole group of us who park actually as far away from the door as possible so that we can show off and figure out how many footsteps it's going to take us to get in the door. Kind of a silly thing, but it's also like a competition among us. Who can live in a healthier way? Who's going to have better results? Who's going to, you know, be stronger on the basketball court because they're walking more the rest of their time? You know, it really can lead to good things.
Yeah, no kidding. Peter Moore, of course, editor of Men's Health Magazine and the Lean Belly Prescription.
You got it that time.
Yeah, pick it up. Lean belly, that's the key words there. Hey, Peter, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
Boy, that sounds scary, doesn't it? It has to do with insulation. Two-time Pulitzer winner Andrew Schneider has done a frightening, I mean frightening, four-part series for AOL to enlighten us. Andrew, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us, what is the word we need to look out for? What is the insulation called that's the killer?
The insulation has been sold under the name of Zonolite, Z-O-N-O-L-I-T-E. It's been sold for since the late 40s, and it stopped being marketed commercially in the late 80s.
Yeah, so the good news is that it stopped in the 80s, but the bad news is there are a lot of houses. How many houses do you think have had it installed and might still have it?
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency went ahead and went through the billing invoices and shipping papers of W.R. Grace, the guys that own the mine in Libby, Montana, and they estimate between 15 million and 35 million homes and businesses around the country have it.
Ooh, and businesses, too. That's, how about schools? Any schools or nah?
I can't tell you. There weren't any real breakdowns as to schools. That's a great question, though. You know that?
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, most of it went to distributors in the communities where they had these plants that would pop this vermiculite. I mean, the short version is they'd pull this stuff out of Zonalite Mountain near Libby, Montana, up by the Canadian border. It's a really smooth surface. They would ship it all over North America. It would go into furnaces or big ovens in about, well, at least 400 different communities where they would pop this stuff into really featherweight insulation called vermiculite. And it was that was being used as attic insulation. But remember, this stuff was also and is still also being used in potting soil and as expanders. Nurseries often use this stuff. There's still a lot of it on the market.
Yeah, no kidding. And so if you might have it in your attic, the key is it's fine if it's untouched, but what are the odds that it won't be touched? You go up there, you bang against it, whatever, and then it sends off that crazy cloud, right?
Yeah, you're right. And it doesn't take a lot of touching. The most gentle, I mean, studies done by the Fed and by W.R. Gray showed the most minor disruption would send this invisible cloud of asbestos fibers up into the air. And the stuff's so small that it would take 2 or 3 days for it to fall from about 5 feet down to the floor again, their tests have shown. So it hangs around in the breathing zone for a long, long time.
Ooh, no kidding. Probably gets into those lungs. And it's particularly dangerous at Christmas time. Why?
Well, the people that we interviewed for our story, these public health experts, did surveys and determined that while people go into their attic all year for, you know, basic things like maintenance, installing a fan, running cables or wire, or installing their big screen TV. The holiday season, lots and lots of people store their Christmas and holiday decorations up in the attic. And their concern is that people are up there having no clue whatsoever of what this stuff is. They bring it down to the living room and it's just all over the place. Again, it's invisible. So you've got kids playing with the decorations. Those who have artificial trees or bushes are just loaded with it, say these doctors, say these experts who've studied it.
Yeah, no kidding. And as I said, it's a four-part series. You start off, and your first one is on the government refusing to act on this cancer-causing insulation. That's it to a T. Why did they refuse to act on it? Because of the expense or amount?
I mean, people are not asking EPA to go out and clean 35 million homes. There's no way they could do that. They're asking EPA to do is do what they promised. Send out a warning so people might understand that they may have this stuff in their attic. And the stories talk about how EPA has promised year after year for the last 10 years to put out a major public awareness program. I mean, I've got the documents that show their original plan. They were all going to be on the morning talk shows. They were going to do major radio shows like yours. They were going to put big posters and displays in all of the home improvement stores, public service announcements. They were going to get the word out. And for reasons that nobody can understand, they just haven't done it. And I'm in the process of writing a story this week, trying to just pursue what their logic is. Why would they not do what their mission calls for and warn the public that there's a health risk out there? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And I've dealt with that agency since it was formed 40 years ago. And this one's just bizarre. Okay, what do they have to lose by telling the American public you might be at risk. Perhaps you should, you know, take certain precautions.
Yeah, no kidding. And then wrapping the whole thing up, because you, as you say, you're pursuing this, and 11 years ago it was, and you talk about this in part three, about the EPA boss, one of the regional guys, ordering some of his best agents to go to that Montana town to disprove your newspaper report that you had done exposing this in the Seattle Post Inquirer. And, of course, you know, what happened is we can see the ball just kept on bouncing, obviously, with the EPA. As you said, you're doing a follow-up to that. And this goes back a long time. The history part of this is fascinating to me. How far back can we trace asbestos quarries?
Oh, asbestos quarries have been around since before the turn of the century in this country. And as that is the fourth part says, they were mined back in the Roman times. In fact, that was the first con. A scholar determined that the slaves working on asbestos were dying much faster. And while this scholar was very well known, in fact, a commander in the military, the companies that employed the slaves did their best to discredit him, saying, our asbestos is safe, which is a great deal like what still happens today. I want to say one thing, though. The EPA guys that the headquarters sent out to discredit our story turned out to be heroes. Those guys on the front line, they fought not only W.R. Grace and their own headquarters, but the White House to get out all sorts of notifications around the country, including on this Zonalite. I mean, they were the voices trying to stand up and protect the public. And one of those guys is the guy, is the physician that we based the story on in the first part. So, I mean, really good, conscientious people. It's the political appointees that seem to be having their own agenda, and I still can't tell you why.
Yeah, boy, that's mind-boggling. As you said, 15 to 35 million homes could have it. I guess for the people listening who are now thinking and adding up the numbers in their head, because it went all the way up to the 80s, the thing you could do is have somebody come out and check. Would you advise people to do that, Andrew?
You know, I would, if they do that, they really need to use care, Kate, because there are a lot of scams out there. People that, you know, have no clue what they're looking for will charge several hundred dollars just to run tests. Not all of them, but enough where you should worry about it. So you got to be real careful about who comes in. Attached to one or two of our stories is a short story that says what to do if you have this stuff, and it has the links to some of the government websites that have photographs of what this stuff looks like. The deal is just be careful. If it's in there, then you got to figure out what you want to do with it. But the one thing you really want to do, even if you believe it's there, is to stay away from it. This stuff is loose. It's not rolls. It's not pink like the fiberglass or yellow like the wool. This is just loose, dumped in bags.
Oh.
And if it's up there, I'd call the EPA. And depending on where in the country your listeners are, the EPA may be a great place to get great information. Some of the regional offices don't care much. So it's sort of a crapshoot depending on where you're lucky enough to live.
Yeah, there you go, where you're lucky enough to live. All right, Zonalite, for people listening, remember, it could be in your attic. Andrew gave you a great description of it. Be very, very careful with this stuff. I'm glad you're exposing all of this. An AOL four-part series. Check it out, folks. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, have a good morning.